Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm on my actual flat right now. Seemed like a good idea at the time. If you log on, loads of people have already this afternoon, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, then click on the bit that says Scott Mills live in his flat, and then you can see via 6 cameras exactly what's going on in this house right now. Hi, Greg James.
Hello.
Thanks for coming along today. I know you've probably had no sleep again.
That's all right, no.
It makes a change if you, like, because normally you live at Radio 1, so now you can live in my house for today.
Have we got a spare bed?
Well, there was a spare bedroom, but it's now been taken over by Mission Control upstairs. Have you seen that?
I have seen that, yeah.
Unbelievable. I came back to my flat from Bristol last night. I was in Cardiff and Bristol at the weekend, and Cheltenham, which was good. And I came back, there was no one here last night, and I was like, when I walked in the door, I was like, well, where are the cameras? I can't see anything. Then I walked up to the first level of the landing, and I was like, okay, I can see a camera now. That's not that freaky. Then I went into the spare room. Oh, my God! There's so much equipment in there. Hi, Becky.
Hello. How many laptops are in that room?
There's about 30, isn't there?
Yeah, there's loads. Yeah. There's a whole rack of them.
Yeah.
I didn't know you kept fish.
They're not mine.
What's that? There's kind of like a lizard in there
as
well.
Yeah, that's an axolotl.
Why have you got two
There's
of them?
Two. I don't know. Ask my flatmate. He'll be here about 6 o'clock.
Someone on the email just asked if you're wearing granddad slippers.
No, I'm just wearing socks.
They're very big, old socks, aren't they? They've gone a bit loose.
Look, I'm in my house. It's comfort
we're all
is key.
In our socks. I quite like this.
Don't you think the echo sounds like we're in a great hall?
It's because he's got very high ceilings. I always judge how rich people are by how high their ceilings are, and your ceilings are very high.
Just realised I need to change some of them bulbs, don't I?
Oh, yeah.
Also, we should have hired a house like they do on Cribs. They should, like, this is my actual house, but we should have, like, maybe hired one. Going to ruin my carpets. All these people traipsing in and out. Now, I did promise you a world exclusive last week of the new single by Nickelback. And we've got it for you right now.
Oh, wow.
How exciting is this? All the Nickelback fans are tuning in specially. And please welcome to introduce the brand new song by Nickelback. Here he is, in my house, it's Chad Kroeger off of Nickelback. Welcome along, Chad.
Hi.
So tell us about your new single.
It's absolutely fabulous. If anybody's just recently seen me, we've just been touring, we just finished at the MEN, fantastic.
Right. Obviously, you can probably tell by now that is in fact not Chad Kroeger off Nickelback, but Yvette Fielding.
Yes.
Thanks for coming
to my
house.
I thought I fooled.
What would my show be without you as a guest?
Oh, I love you.
You're always on.
I know. It's a really, really lovely house.
Isn't it weird, though?
Well, it is a bit strange.
You were like, when she came in earlier, she was like, right, why have you done this? Like, whispering so no one else would hear.
Why is everywhere? I've got to have a look at your underpant drawer. I am.
No, you have not.
And
no.
Yes, and I think we should take a webcam and have a little look. And do you put your socks into balls?
No.
Or do you... Or what... You know, and do you have plastic bags all rolled up and scrunched in a kitchen cupboard? We have to find these things out.
When I agreed to this, Chad, I said no. I said no looking in the drawers.
I know, but you do live like a rock star.
I'll see here.
Do you like that?
Maybe you could jump up and down on the sofa in a minute. recreate that famous advert. Okay, so would you like to introduce your new single?
Yes, it's my new single. It's
Nickelback.
By Nickelback.
Here it is.
Yes.
A world exclusive on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So we're all just hanging out at the moment. Becky's just offered to whip round with a Hoover, which is nice because there's so many people coming and going in the house all the time. Look at the state of my floors.
Okay. I've just taken my shoes off.
It's all right.
Out of respect.
Make yourself at home, you know, it's all fine. My house is your house or something. Go online and have a look at what's going on. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We've got 6 webcams and they're going to be on me all week, by which time I will be insane. So that's something to look for on Friday.
I think you're going to forget midweek that they're all here. That's, I think, Wednesday, Thursday.
How could you ever forget?
Yeah, no, I don't think you'll forget. It's weird.
Upstairs you will. I think in your bedroom, you'll forget.
Well,
I
that's
think.
The worry, Greg, see?
Tonight and tomorrow you'll be like, oh, it's okay, I'll just sleep with my clothes on and all the rest of it. And then Wednesday, Thursday, you're going to be really just not caring.
I just tried to find my flatmate to say, you know, what time do you call this? Where's my dinner, etc. But he's not answering his phone at the moment. I think he's chickened out. Well, you're going to have to come back at some point, are you? Where are you going to stay? If you're listening, I bet he's listening now on his headphones. Just come back to the house. There's nothing to be scared of, much. Go online and have a look at what's happening. bbc.co.uk/radio1. The website, the mini site, looks so cool, doesn't it?
It's amazing. It's like that. It's like, well, it's a bit like the Big Brother site that used to do. But amazing.
I think it looks
but
a bit
better.
More like Crystal Maze off of the 80s.
Mm. Is my oh
here.
My god!
How big are his headphones?
They're bigger than your head. So this is my flatmate, the comedian. It's just come in. Listen, you're live on Radio 1. Don't swear. Okay, good. Have a seat. Sit down.
Thanks.
He looks so uncomfortable in his own house.
Get some tea on in a minute. Now, right, there's a show on TV that I appeared on recently, which is on the list of the 20 dumbest TV shows of all time by Entertainment Weekly. Guess which one it is? There's so many to choose from with
the
me.
The Bill.
It's not The Bill, no.
You said he cooked.
It's not the National Lottery Live.
Oh, that was my next one. You've done Hollyoaks, haven't you?
Yeah, that's
oh,
one.
That one where you had to wear that horrible outfit. Leather, yeah. Was it? With Dale Winton?
Leather?
What outfit was it? It was tight.
That show never made it to wear.
What outfit was it?
You Lycra. Know
what right, sorry, same.
It's not the same as Lycra. Leather is clearly not the same as Lycra.
It looks shiny on the telly, though. What's that fabric?
Yeah, that's Lycra. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Have you seen Hole in the Wall?
I saw it for
the first time on last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
What?
Are you on that?
What did you think of it before I tell you?
It was the one with Vanessa Feltz on it. And right. It was one of the most brilliant bits of TV I've seen in years.
So you like it?
Well, I don't...
You think it's quite a good show?
I wouldn't
show.
Go that far. I think Vanessa Feltz getting hit by a wall and then falling into a swimming pool looked quite funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is Hole in the Wall, which I have appeared on.
When are you on?
I'm on November the 22nd.
I love how the date just comes to hand.
I'll be setting the series link for that one.
Yeah. I think Spoonie used to work at Radio 1 was on it.
Oh, yeah, he was on it, yeah.
He was on it last week, along with Vanessa. I actually have got it recorded. I quite like to see that. So that is on the list of the dumbest TV shows of all time.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, the one thing that's mostly coming in on the email at the moment, radio1cam@bbc.co.uk, if you want to email us live to my house, is, oh, I thought Scott would have danced during the records. That's the main thing that's coming in, that I haven't been dancing enough.
This is ruining it for everyone watching, isn't it?
Oh, it's a
they
bit,
got this image
it?
Of you every song.
If you danced during every single record, then you so wouldn't have to go running. Apparently Yvette was tapping her feet during Nickelback, but that was it. I was like, well,
she was the only one.
Yeah.
I'm only joking.
Hey,
really
Scott,
bad.
When's it out, that song?
really soon. Look, it's a world exclusive. I know that all the Nickelback fans will be very, very happy.
I'm happy. I'm a Nickelback fan.
Do you like it?
I love them.
You're jumping around on the sofa, aren't you?
I think we should all dance to the next one.
Okay. Well, if you want. It's quite... No, you could dance to it.
No, all of us.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. I think someone at some point has died in this house.
Oh, get off.
No, seriously. I'm sorry to bring the conversation down a peg. But that I did get it very cheap. It's a former House of Horrors.
Really?
Yeah, so they didn't say that though. When they show you around, the estate agent doesn't go, yep, former House of Horrors, yeah. Do they?
Legally, they have to.
Do they?
Yeah. Don't. Yes, they do.
What, if they have to tell you that if someone your
house
died?
No. If your house is haunted and you know it to be haunted, then you legally have to tell the people who are buying it that it's haunted.
Right.
It's not just sort of, one last thing. Five people have died upstairs.
Yeah. You can see how easy that would be, though, after a drink on those stairs, couldn't you?
Oh, I know.
The
terrible.
Stairs of death.
Stairs of death with the static and your fabulous slippers that you're wearing. Yeah. No, you're not really wearing those big socks.
Anyway, so here's the thing, right? Becky, you like a bargain. With the credit crunch on at the moment, if it was going really cheap, would you buy a House of Horrors?
No.
Oh, yeah, you would.
You would. It's cheap.
What kind of House
believe
of Horrors?
Me, believe me, it was really cheap.
What do you mean, like, lots of people were
quick
murdered?
Quick sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
What do you mean, know, what, lots
I
of people
I don't know
murdered?
The details. I just think that the you will find something if you try and find some kind of ghost.
What, bodies?
No, not...
Let's start digging. Come on.
They're in that trunk. They're in that trunk.
That would really sour the show a bit, wouldn't it?
No, I think it'd be quite good.
Oh, dear.
Do you think this is haunted, this place, then?
Some people have suggested that, yeah.
Really?
So after 4:30, Yvette's going to do what she does best and try and find an actual ghost. Pop up to my bedroom, see if anything goes bump in the night. Do you know what I mean?
Hey!
You up for that, then?
Sake.
Oh, go on. Oh, you're having a day off from ghost hunting, are you?
Well, all right, promise me this. We shut the curtains and make it nice and dark and cosy.
Well, funny you should say that. We've already got some dark fabric upstairs.
Oh, guys, you've been planning this, haven't you?
Yeah. Okay, no. Well, you do it then after 4:30.
Yes, okay.
I quite like how you get annoyed about ghost hunting now. It's not in the evening.
Oh, God, I'm going to do that again. Oh,
people always ask me to do this.
Ghost hunting, ghost hunting.
Am I allowed a glass of wine then, at least?
I haven't got any wine.
What do you mean you haven't got any wine? Look at all those alcoholic beverages everywhere. Champagne, wine. Oh, don't sniff it.
This is already open. I don't know who this... This must be something from the weekend. I wasn't here at the weekend. Do you drink red?
I think it's the engineers earlier.
Oh, dear. All right, Islam, can we have a look in your underpants or in your sock drawer?
No, then? Absolutely not.
Well, I'm not doing the ghost thing then.
There you are. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1. What are you saying, Yvette?
Said the door's just shut on its own.
Yeah, that's because there's the big door up there's open as well. It's a draft, that's cool.
Stuff going on in your house.
Right, okay. We're going to try and find some ghosts in my house in a minute. This is Scott. Greg's here as well in the place of Chappers. Hello.
Hello.
You can find out what happens here all day because we're all week. Doing this all week till Friday. Be quite interesting for me as well because I'm not really here that much in the day, so this is the longest time I've spent in my house in quite some time. Things that are coming in on the email include, why haven't you got any pictures? Don't really...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you haven't got any.
Don't really care about
just got a big plasma.
What about pictures of family and friends?
No.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
I've got pictures of them when I want to look at them. Just don't want to look at them all the time, do I?
I had a little look for your DVD collection.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh.
I found
yeah,
Alf.
Don't go too close.
Alf season 4.
Yeah, that's quite
good.
Season 4, I think you'll find, is the best season.
Why not 1, 2 or 3?
Well, because it was cheap.
And there's some Febreze over there, we noticed.
Yeah, you never know. Also, people are saying that apparently, a pointless survey of the day, people from Southampton are really house proud, but obviously not the case in this situation.
Definitely not with you. The other thing that people are asking...
Hang on a second, I've got a whole flipping crew of people here. It's not going to be the tidiest place, is it?
The other thing people are asking is, where's your leather glove? And also, did you specifically ask for an orange microphone to match your face?
That's really mean.
That is mean. Go online, have a look at bbc.co.uk/radio1. 6 different cameras to choose from. Also, my flatmate will be here at some point. I don't know when he's coming back. Probably, I think, 6 o'clock. So he'll be here for the last hour.
What's his name?
Fraser.
Why do you say that, Fraser?
Because
do you not like him?
No, I do like him.
But why are you looking really fed up when you say his name, then?
I just think, Yvette, to be honest, he might use this week as an opportunity to showcase his comedy skills.
Fantastic! Oh. Are they really bad?
He's got a lot better. I don't think he realises that there's no sound.
It'll probably be quite good then.
What I'm going to do, because we haven't told him there's no sound yet, what I'm going to do is get him to do a whole comedy routine on one of the cameras without telling him that no one can actually hear him.
Fantastic.
Also, can I just ask, who's put the washing machine on? Because I stuffed all the washing in there to hide it so people couldn't see it on the cameras, and there's all sorts in there. There's whites, there's darks. they haven't been sorted out at all. Now, who put that on? Maybe it was the ghost.
It was probably that. It wasn't. Don't look at me. It wasn't anything to do with me.
Well, Becky thought I'd bought a load round because I'm homeless. Pardon? Now. I moved out of my flat on Friday. So a load of washing.
What? So you put washing in my washing machine with my stuff?
Well, I haven't got a washing machine anymore. I moved out of my flat.
So it was you that put it on?
Yeah, just a few undies.
No. Oh, just God.
So, that's wrong.
That is horrible.
That's really wrong.
No, we don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
Okay. Right, we're going to play Bass Hunter now, which is always nice, and Angel in the Night. It's 4:45 on Radio 1. Should we try and find some ghosts in a minute?
Okay.
I have to go ghost hunting again.
What a day off. Radio 1 Podcast.
Okay, let's do this.
Ow! What's occurring?
I've got 3 situations. All you have to do is tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Well, this is quite good because there's no Chappers today.
Yes.
Which means that it's Greg James versus Becky on what's occurring. So no one's winning at the moment. Everything to play for, as they say on quiz shows.
Excellent.
Okay. Here's our first situation for today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Bass Hunter?
Mm.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
And as we discovered last week, he can even sing his hits with a mouthful of chips.
Oh.
This is...
Now, Becky can't even listen to that because it's got a noise of someone being sick on it, which she hates. Mm. So, sorry.
I had to take my headphones off, that was why. Yeah.
Do you think his mum likes his music, Bass Hunter?
Probably.
Yes.
I'm sure she's quite proud.
All mums are really supportive, aren't they? Even if you're
even
rubbish,
if you're
your mum goes... Yeah.
Right. So I think he's a good laugh, Bass Hunter. But imagine, for a second, being Bass Hunter's mum. I reckon she's quite proud.
She would be. Probably.
Here's my question to you. We got Bass Hunter to phone his mum, Mrs. Hunter, that's probably her name. And what we did, we called her up. But do you think Bass Hunter's mum would be able to sing the words to his massive hit, All I Ever Wanted? Becky.
Yes, because it's literally two lines, isn't it?
It's and a bit more
are
than
you
two.
Ready?
Greg.
Haven't I just got to say no now?
No, you can say the same if you want.
I don't think she'll do it. No.
You don't?
No.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Bass Hunter phoning his actual mum, but can she sing his hit?
Yes. Hey, hello. Mum.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do you know who it is? Yeah, of course.
I recognise your voice.
It's your son here, Bass Hunter. And how you doing, Mum?
I'm fine.
Good?
Just finished work.
Oh, really? How was it?
I went to the golf course.
Oh, to the golf course. Well,
yes,
all right. You know my hits, right? I mean, like, in my hit songs in the UK.
I've heard them sometimes, once in a while, yes.
Once in a while, okay, that's good. I mean, for example, All I Ever Wanted, you remember that?
Let's see, I have to think.
You know, All I Ever Wanted was to see
you smiling, I hear you, man.
You know, all right.
Is that the English version?
Yeah, that's the English version. We're not doing the Swedish version here. All right, so let's try it. I begin and you continue, all right?
Okay. I'll try. I'll do my best.
Okay, here we go. All I ever wanted was to see you smiling.
I don't remember the words.
Was to make your mind. I know that
I love you.
Oh, baby,
why don't you see
that all I ever wanted
was you to take your mind.
No, it was
to be mine.
Was you and me.
Okay.
Oh, bless her.
She was just slowly going mad, wasn't she?
I think you can say safely that's a no. Yep. She doesn't really know.
All I ever wanted was to see
you smiling. I hear you mad.
I hear you mad.
What was that last bit? Weird. She was amazing. Bless her.
I don't remember the words.
Was to make your mind that all I ever wanted.
It was you to take your mind. To be mine.
Was you and me.
So, Greg gets the point.
Yay.
She didn't really know it.
She didn't even recognise her son.
But, to be fair...
Hello, it's Bass Hunter.
I know, it's your son here, Bass Hunter.
Hello, Mummy Bass Hunter. It's your son, Bass Hunter, here.
How weird is that? Hi, Bass Hunter here, your son. Anyway, she tried her best, but it's a no. Greg gets the point. Yeah. Yes.
Oh! What's a kidding?
Okay, next. Did anyone see the Formula One at the weekend?
No.
No.
Not really your thing?
No. Did you see it, Scott?
No. Now, it was in Singapore. Have you just snotted all over my carpet, Greg James?
Spat everywhere.
All right. It was in Singapore, but do you know what was so special about that race, the Formula One?
No.
No.
Was it raining?
No.
Oh.
It was the first ever night race.
Oh.
Yeah, at night.
Yeah.
Here's my question. In the Formula One highlights show, how many times did they mention the fact that the race was actually at night?
Ooh.
Greg?
How long's a race? Roughly?
Yeah.
16 hours. Oh, 16 laps.
16 laps.
It's not Le Mans. hang on, I'm going to say 25.
Becky?
10.
You're saying 10?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here is the first ever Formula One night race, apparently. You'd never know by listening to this, though.
Formula One's first ever nighttime pole position. On the evidence of qualifying yesterday, racing at night is a tremendous success, could well be the future. Because as Ted Kravitz reports, there's a great deal to admire in Singapore's staging of the first night race.
I mean, this is the first night race.
Night race. Racing at night.
Night race.
Race at night.
That between us and Europe and the other audiences, the night is a much better time to do so.
It's the first night race for us, and it's the first in the world. For me, the night race is extra special.
Wow, obviously it was at night, that.
Oh.
And it was 10, which means that...
What did you say, Becky?
I counted 11. Oh. Maybe it's 10.
Okay.
It's 10, because then I win.
I said 25.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Becky wins. It was 10.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Oh. What's occurring?
So, it's one all. Last one. You know champagne?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know it's actually quite dangerous? More people are killed by champagne corks than heart attacks.
I got that one on my neck at the wedding I went to.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
They're really dangerous.
That's there.
That's an actual fact. More people die through champagne than heart attacks.
Really?
Actually,
that's not a fact.
No, it isn't. There's some statistic about champagne corks. So who best to put in danger with this one? The most haunted Yvette Fielding.
Yeah.
Earlier today, we gave Yvette a bottle of champagne, gave it a bit of a shake, and took the protective thing off it, you know, like the little safety thing.
Mm-hmm.
She then had to name as many famous people as she could before the champagne cork popped and possibly killed her.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like, how quick can she drink it?
No, it's how she would have wanted to go, I think, okay. Fine. She loves it. How many celebrities do you think she could name before her cork popped?
I don't... Becky, go first.
10.
Seems to be lucky.
My
for
answer
you.
Of the day.
I'm gonna say 5.
5.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Yvette Fielding off of Most Haunted with a bottle of champagne about to pop. How many famous people can she name before it goes off in her face?
What have you got in your hand right now?
I've got this very large bottle of champagne and ready to drink.
No, what we're going to do is we're going to take the safety valve off, okay? Then we're going to shake it up a little bit as well.
No.
Go on, shake it.
Oh, for shake crying it. Out loud, right?
Okay.
It's going in your face, Mills.
That'll do. Okay. Now.
It's going to go.
Simply undo the safety valve.
Okay.
Okay. Away from the face.
I am.
Now, Yvette Fielding.
Yes.
Name as many famous people as you can. Go.
Scott Mills. Elvis Presley. Thora Heard.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
John
it.
Tell. Oh, I've done it.
That's the end.
That was rubbish. That was the biggest load of rubbish ever. Thora Heard. I said Thora Heard. She was famous. She was famous. Oh, I'm going to wet myself.
What was that?
What was that noise just then?
That was her laugh.
That's what Thora Heard did to her.
Why did she name two dead ones? She could have picked any celebrity ever.
It's
she
not.
Picked Elvis Presley and Thora
Heard.
She's dead, isn't she?
I think she is. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, Scott Mills, Elvis Presley, Thora Heard.
Right. The natural train
what
of thought.
What does that say about you and the association
know.
With those two?
But because there's... I'll tell you why that is so hard. Because there's so many different people to choose from. In fact, okay, look, do it now. Greg, many famous people behind. Go.
Thora Heard, Elvis Presley and yeah. Scott Mills and Chantel and Yvette Fielding.
Yeah.
Becky,
yeah.
Chris Moyles,
yeah.
What?
Edith Bowman,
yeah.
Frank
Bass
Bruno.
Hunter, Frank Bruno.
Yeah. See, the people you come up with are just very strange, aren't they? So the answer was actually no celebrities before the cork went off.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, before it went off. So.
Was it okay?
Oh! What's occurring?
She's fine. She's absolutely fine. Right, that's. Who's won?
Greg!
Congratulations.
Hey.
Who cares now?
Who cares? Brilliant. And that was Oh, What's Occurring?
Podcast.
And now. Let's go upstairs to my bedroom where we can find Queen of Ghosts, Yvette Fielding. Hello.
I'm just going into your bedroom now.
Okay. Now, we're looking for any paranormal activity in this house. Bearing in mind, I did tell you, I do believe someone has died in this house.
You do believe someone's died in the house. Do you feel that there's someone that's died in your bedroom?
I don't know whether it's the bedroom or not.
There's some knocking going on already.
Okay.
You all right there, Becky?
It's quite scary being in here in the dark.
Especially on Scott's bed.
Have a look on the bedroom camera. Just click on bedroom at bbc.co.uk.
What's this drawer here?
No, don't go in the drawers.
It's chewing gum or bit. Chewing gum, I'm not allowed to say that. Oh, what's that? Oh, gosh, I thought you shocked me then. What's that?
Memory stick.
What's this? A love
letter.
Don't
go through my drawers.
A love letter.
How many mobile phones?
Your membership card. I won't read that out.
And look for ghosts.
Oh, sorry. Oh, mobile phone. Right, what's that?
Right, don't do that.
It's leather and it's got five pointy fingers on it. Could be a leather glove.
Right, okay. Could you just do what you normally do on the TV?
All right.
Okay. Becky, close the drawers.
Close the drawers, he's saying. Right, do you want me to seriously... There's nothing in here.
Okay.
Are you scared sleeping in here?
No, I just want you to seek them out. Seek out the paranormal. Do what you do. Do that thing where you go, who's the one here?
Oh, right, okay. Is there anybody here? If there's anybody here, if there's any spirits here, then please...
You're not taking this seriously.
I am.
Okay, well, just do what you normally do.
Did you hear that then?
Yeah.
Tell me what you heard.
Rumble.
It wasn't coming from Scott's bed. Oh, there it is again. Let me just check. Oh!
What's happening, please? What's happening?
Oh, God, I'm sorry, my throat.
What's happening?
There's a man with a horrible... That's horrid! That's nasty clown face on! Greg, it's you. That's horrible! And he's got, like, a doctor's thing on.
What's happening?
He's got a doctor's coat on with blood stains all down the front and a horrible, nasty clown's face on it.
So that's Greg, is it?
I just saw you and Becky on the bed together.
I know. Slapped his face. I've just slapped his face. Get out.
Right, come
that's
back.
Disgusting.
Okay, that was rubbish. Come back from the bedroom now.
I'm coming back from the bedroom. That was rubbish.
Okay, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Yvette thinks she's found something weird.
I have. When we were messing about before, Becky was sort of on the bed, and you can hear tapping coming from your floor now, like banging, but I heard it first on the walls. And I don't know if everybody's going to hear this at home with your microphone, but if I ask, you might get some tapping.
Okay, should we shut the door then?
Okay,
let's shut the door and do your thing.
Okay. If there's anybody here, please, can you tap twice? Can you hear that?
Yes.
You can.
I really can.
Okay. Can you please tell me how many of you are here in this house? Tap out how many of you are here in this house now. There are three of you. Tap twice for yes. Yeah.
I can really hear that.
Okay. Are you male?
Yeah, that was them downstairs.
Stop that.
Stop it. No. Right, okay.
Now, you see, I don't know now. I can't carry on because I don't know if that's them lot messing downstairs.
Don't mess about.
Go on.
No, I can't because we don't know if they're messing about. Okay. All right. Oh, God, what else can I ask them? Okay, did you die here in the house? Yes. Two for yes. Did you die here in the house? What do you want to ask, Scott? It's your house.
I know. I don't know. What would you normally say?
Do you mean Scott any harm? Do it again, please. Do you mean Scott any harm?
No.
No.
Is that a no?
That's a no.
Do I need to move out? Seriously, I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
I'll put it on the market tomorrow, but... Oh, get lost, Greg, and your... Greg James and your big clown outfit again. You're so wacky.
Look, listen.
What is that? Is weird. Right, come, right, Greg doesn't believe me. Right, okay, everyone just shut up a minute. Shh, listen. There are noises.
Someone put the mop on the ceiling, that's what it was.
No, before that.
Oh.
There's gentle knocking.
Okay.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast. Podcast.
Now, you might be thinking, why is everyone applauding?
Use the catchphrase.
We don't know what the catchphrase is yet.
Yeah, it's, oh, are you lot still here?
My flatmate's just walked into the room, and like an American sitcom, what happens every time he walks into the living room, he has to have a catchphrase, at which point everyone goes... Woo! Yeah. Remember, like those old shows.
Oh, are you lot still here?
Now, if you could go out the door and do it again, and we'll pretend this didn't happen, all right?
Okay.
Anyway, so chatting away. Hi, I'm in my house here, and we're listening, and you're listening to Radio 1, and...
Oh, are you lot still here?
Catchphrase, that's it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.